Thanks, Belinda, for coming.
Yes, Michelle, sorry, that's P3 Recovery at Burley, is it? Yeah. Michelle, my name's Karen. Last night I was going to do a gift voucher online for a friend of mine, Chioni husband, who comes to your, I believe it's the Burley one. Yeah, she's got the cancer. Yeah, you know her. And I wanted to do a $50 gift voucher so that she can use it. And but I got to the point where to put in the credit card, and it said something like you'd save the card and then use it, basically use it. The wording was very strange, so I was a little bit concerned about just, do you save the card in your system, or is it, because I don't want my card on record. Sorry? I think I'm just doing it through the website, not the app. I didn't download the app because I don't live here, so I don't use your facility. So I was just going via the website. Oh, well, if I'm buying a gift voucher, I'd have to. Right, because let me go back. Okay. You know, it was like 11 o'clock last night and I was nearly falling asleep. And then I saw that and I went, no. So let me just, and now it has, I thought it might save to where I was up to, but it has not. So here we are. Here it is. Give the gift of health and well-being, buy a voucher. So I click on that and I customize the amount and... Sorry, have you got time for me to just do this? Okay. Yeah, see if it might have said, my surname is Smith, S-M-I-T-H, first name is Karen. And it might be easier with the email. No. No. The other thing I wanted to ask is I don't know whether 50, I was looking at some of you, you've got some sort of deal on at the moment and I thought, oh, $50 would buy a bit of like a week or two and da 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 da. I just didn't know how much $50 would cover, whether it, yeah, like, oh, is she able, does the gift voucher help at all or not? Okay. Okay, well, maybe I'll make it 70 and that'll at least get her 2 weeks. Yeah, that might be better then. I just... like 1 week doesn't seem like quite enough somehow. I'd like to buy a whole year, but anyway. I just want to get to where I, with this, I just have to put her email in and then I should get there. I've just got to look up her email again. I won't be 1 second, sorry. And I'll just read to you what it says. And that's just made me hesitate. That was all. Schedule email delivery. So I'll make that Saturday. Choose a gift card design, blah, blah. Continue to check out. Here we are. So now it says pay securely. So I'll just click on that. And so it's got, and last night I got to the point where I put all my card details in. And this is what it says. So there's a save button. And it says, by providing your card information, you allow P3 Recovery Burley Heads to charge your card for future payments in accordance with their terms. And you're saving the information. And I just didn't want to, so I didn't want that, I don't want my card on file. Right. Okay, no. Well, I got to... No, it's KarenLee.Smith15@gmail.com. Saved. Yes. Yeah, so, right, so it's saving, I just don't want it saving my card. I don't want my card on file somewhere, with all the hacking and stuff. I've got some, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Well, that's fine, except I haven't pressed save yet. So what I'm saying is when I press save, okay, that might save the details, but I'm asking you, is it saving my credit card? I don't want my credit card saved. I just want it to go through as a payment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Raise it before. So, because it is kind of weird wording, that's all. And it's probably, and the thing is, you're not doing it from that side, of course, because you don't need to. It's not the side of it you're looking at very often, so you wouldn't realize that that's what's going on. Anyway, I just, I'm going to press save now. I'm pressing save now to see. And hopefully it just, because normally it would say purchase, like I've just done a Virgin Airlines booking and it says purchase. Okay, so this says gift card purchase, a $70 gift card was successfully purchased and sent to the email Chiomi blah blah, and I've elected for it to go on Saturday. But I just, so I don't know now if you can see it. Hasn't come through yet. Because it might deter other people from doing a gift voucher when it says save, and maybe it's just the software or the way it's been designed, but I was just as I say, last night I thought it made me hesitate. So okay. Yeah, there's lots of Karen Smiths, all right, well, I'll just have to trust that my card isn't saved into the system then, and yeah. I mean, yep, yeah, I didn't say, I've only just done it now, so I'm thinking it might just take a little bit to show up, that's all. But hopefully it's just the automated transaction. But it was the way it said, you know, basically, you know, P3 is authorized to use your card for future payments. And I thought, oh, that means it's on file, you know. That worried me. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. And but it, so she'll get the email saying she's got a gift voucher. Do you have a record there then of gift vouchers? Can you check under her name and, oh yeah, how will that show up under her name or? Right. Good. Right. 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 Okay. Terrific. And then it's just the wording on the, yeah. Brett, yeah, because it just might put other people off as well. All right, thanks so much, Pip. Right, yeah, so she'll have an email and she'll just bring the email in with the gift voucher. Great. All right, thanks. Great, thanks so much. All right, so you're there quite regularly, yeah. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it won't be a problem from that side of it. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for your help. Bye. Bye.